here.
Okay. Anyway, Mark had these four sons. Three of them, they're... Well, see, Martin Ruffer sure died in Kentucky, in Pennsylvania. Buried there. Major John, the older brother, he went to Kentucky, and so did his children. Mark Jr. married a lady, I can't remember what her name was now, but anyways, they divorced. But their children went to Kentucky. And have less information about who came from Mark Jr. than any of the others. Henry, the fourth son, he moved down into Pennsylvania County, Virginia, right down near Danville, in that corner of the state. Yeah. That's where he died.
Henry and Judy, is that the one you're talking about?
Who?
I'm listening to Henry and Judy.
Yeah,
Henry.
Married Judith Lynch. Both of them, both Henry and Judith were in the Revolutionary War. Judith was a patriot, and I don't know what she did to get him be in the VAR. Their children, they had a big family, and a lot of them went to Ashe County, North Carolina, where her husband.
Well, we don't know. You know what? If somebody went up for us last night, we've got the same guy, born in 1785 in Grayson County, Virginia,
yeah. In
1790 in North Carolina.
Well,
we thought it was probably Ashe, because that's where all the pardons were that were in that area. We're in Ashe County. So
Ashe County's joined,
yeah. And I thought, too, the New River runs right there. Maybe it shifted.
Well,
they do that. I have a grandmother that was back and forth in Pennsylvania and New York until they settled in life.
And one of Henry's sons was named William. He was in the Revolutionary War, too. So was one of his sons named Mark. Son of William was in the Revolutionary War. But William had a son named Slim.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's the troublemaker. He's one of the troublemakers.
William married Sarah Bledsoe, who supposedly lived to be 105 years old, buried in Mississippi. College Hill, Mississippi, I believe it is. College something. Anyway, they had a son named Swan, and Swan had some sons. He had son William, he had son Augustine, Gus, they called him. And had another son, I can't call his name right now. But Augustine had a wife, and they lived in one of the counties in Tennessee. I forget which county it was now.
Franklin, was it?
That's Georgia. In Georgia. Maybe Franklin,
yes,
in Tennessee.
They went through there, though.
Tennessee is where they lived. I think it's the name of the county. But anyway, one of the leading families in that county was a family named Porter.
Okay, that's in that purse right there.
Named Porter. Porter bragged that he had his way with Gus's wife.
Uh-huh.
So Gus and William, his brother, maybe another one, some of the Hardin brothers went out of town and shot it out and killed Porter. So then they had, of course, being an influential family, and you know, the Hardin boys that killed him were in big trouble. So they took off for Texas. Moved to what's now Hardin County, Texas, Liberty, Texas, back there. I was in, like 1830, somewhere along there.
Just in time to start making trouble for the Mexicans, which
Mexican
War was 1848?
That was the Mexican War, but the other war for independence was not 1836, somewhere in that. They're 10 years apart. the Alamo one was involved. That was the first war. And the second war was came about 1846, 7, and 8 in there period of time, called the Mexican War. Anyway, Gus and his son, his brother William, I think there was three of those brothers that were involved in the War of Independence in Mexico. And they got monuments built to them down there in Hardin County. William Hardin was supposed to have been the biggest landowner in Texas at one time there. They named the county after him, Hardin County. Those were all descendants of Mark Hardin and Mary Hoag. They were slightly better documented, more descendants documented from them than any of the other sons. Major John's got a lot of descendants too, a lot of documentation on those. Some good bit on Martin Ruffel's shirts too. He had a son named John, Colonel John Hardin, Hardin County, Kentucky's name for him. He was supposed to have been a close friend of George Washington. He was a marksman in the, I believe, during the time of the Braddock's retreat. He was Anyway, he was a marksman in some of the military operations in New Washington. So when he moved to Kentucky, it said that he took a grapevine and measured off the land for all the Hardin clan in a 30-mile stretch in what's now Hardin County, Washington County. He was surveyed out and marked off claims for all his kinfolks there, and using a grapevine to measure with. So then they're having all these skirmishes with Indians, you know. And George Washington, he wanted to make peace with the Indians, so he sent Colonel John up into Ohio to talk to the Indians and enjoy peace. So he went along with it. Up there, riding a horse, and a place called Hardin in Ohio. Indians, some renegade Indians, met him, and they told him, you know, that they were leaving, taking to their leader. So they stopped at night to make camp, and while he slept, they killed him to get his horse and saddle and his wife. That's in 1792. But he had several children by then. Colonel John was one of them that was killed in the Mexican War in 1848. That is the same as Chiquino, whatever it was. They shipped his horse back up to Illinois. He lived then in Illinois, near Jacksonville, Illinois, near where the present town of Hardin, Illinois.
Hardin.
There's a town in the Illinois River, north of St. Louis, before it runs into the Missouri River. Of course, they run into the Mississippi River. They sent his horse back, I guess, by steamboat or whatever, back up there to where Hardin, Illinois is now, and it stayed there a good while. So everybody called that, the name of the town was named for Hardin's horse.
Somebody. Bocephus?
What did he call it?
Back in, about 1990, I guess, remember there was a great flood in the Midwest out of between Kansas City and St. Louis, and dikes broke and flooded the whole lot, including the town of Hardin, Missouri. Was flooded. Washed the cemetery away, washed all the caskets up. They were out there floating around in that. A levee broke and just spilled in there.
So probably 2 years ago.
Water rushing eroded that deep soil in the Midwest and washed the caskets up, about 1,600 of them.
But damn, if that is, it's really not all bad.
One of our association members lives in Roanoke, Virginia. Called me on the phone and said, why don't you write a letter out to all the Hardin Association members and tell them let's send some money out there to help those poor people in Hardin, Missouri.
Got the
cemetery washed away and all. We're paid for the postage, you know. I could mail them on our bulk rate. Cheaper, like 10 cents for a letter. So I think it amounted to $150 worth of postage. Notify everybody and let's haul. So I called, they said, have it, they were Baptists, and I'm Baptist. They said, we think it'd be better administered if it went through the church, the Baptist church. I called the Baptist office in Virginia and I said, you got a telephone number from the Missouri Baptist? Yeah, I gave you the number. So I called Missouri Baptist headquarters. I'm trying to get in touch with the pastor of the Hardin church. Okay, man, such and such, and here's his phone number.
We have a John Hardin.
But he's in a certain association, and here's their number, the association number.
So well,
I think maybe I'll call the association first. I said, yeah, I said, you know, here's the church number. I called it on the line, wasn't there no answer. Tried 2 or 3 days. No answer. And I found out later was it was like 4 feet of water in the church. The phone was on top of a file cabinet or something other, and it was still active, but nobody answered. So I called the association and I said, I can't get in touch with that. It's flooded in the island. So he's probably living with his daddy. His girl's that year. Gave me his daddy's number. Finally got up with him. He said, well, here we have a church alliance in Hardin. And I'm the treasurer of it. And takes care of the funds and all that. And he's welcome. You know, all the help we can get. So I wrote the letter out and told everybody that.
She put it on
hold in our I called him back a month or so and asked him, you know, if there been any donations made. He said, yeah, $3,000.
Is it the building that's down kind of kitty corner from the
president?
What year was that?
It's glass and it kind of
sticks out. Came editor of the newsletter. Around 1990, I believe. And I got pictures, stories about it. People kept sending me clippings out of the Kansas City newspaper association. They showed these caskets floating around out of the water there. Boats out there trying to lasso them in. Of course, when the water went down, most of them settled in the mud.
Oh, the break. Oh, yes, we've been there. The breakers.
They were covered, I believe, about 1,100 of the 1,600 caskets. And they took a bulldozer and they made a big, long trench with row after row of those caskets in the mass grave. Those aerial pictures of them.
Well, they missed a chance to get some DNA while those caskets were above ground.
Yeah.
Or in there.
I found out who I'm pretty sure that
Sometimes I'm hungry.
Hardin, Missouri, got his name.
No, but I
Charles Hardin, who was governor of the state in 1872. Before that, the place had another name, but they found the name of Hardin. About the time he was governor, he came from that group out of Northumberland County, northern Nashville, Virginia. They're Hardins. They're Hardines. A lot of them were later from the Jeep. Actually, the ones that went to Missouri.
Which is now West Virginia.
They went on, one of those generations, that bunch wound up on the West Coast. Put a lot of information on that. That's an interesting group of Hardins, too. I lived in northern Nashville for 17 years, and I never knew a lot of those people.
Now, would you say northern neck?
That's between the Rappahannock and the Potomac River.
Hardings, yeah.
Okay, up near
west,
West Virginia.
No. On Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, on the Chesapeake. Okay.
West of the Chesapeake Bay. And they said that the northern neck, or Northumberland County, was back in the 1600s, mid-1600s. It was all the land between the two great rivers to their head springs. That was way on up into West Virginia. That was all Northumberland County. King of England ran it to Lord Culpeper, if he was
born.
Of all the lands between these two rivers to their head springs.
That's amorphous. That's pretty soft a definition, right?
Well, now there's, you know, have several counties. Stafford County, Prince William County. Prince William County was where Mark Hardin died, which is now Fauquier County. Actually, it was where he was located, but Prince William County when he died in 1734.
Well,
Mark, I believe that he was the son of Martin Hardin of Staten Island, New York. Most people agree with him.
Did you say Martin
Hardin? His will was dated in 1734, but I believe he died in 35. I'm not sure of that. The will is dated 1734. I got a copy of his will. Got a copy of Major John's will. Got a copy of Henry Mills' will. They're all on the newsletter. Got a copy of Henry's will.
I don't have a lot of newsletters. Oldest job I lived in Salt Lake City for about 3 years or something.
I probably don't have more than about 10 or so newsletters. I've not been a member very long. I've not been a member very long.
Okay. They got all
one time I found him.
There's only a few of them in print. Just bring that extra copy. It's all gone.
She knew